A joke doesn't have to be a long story. It doesn't even have to be a paragraph. A quote itself is powerful enough to tickle you and brighten your day. As you progress in this book, remember that we're all born naked, literally and figuratively, and we die naked too. Our job as a human is to enjoy our limited being in a physical plane and to give and grow as much as we can. If this is the first time you're listening to my book, and everything seems so esoteric and confusing, fret not. Simply smile, enjoy yourself, and cheer up. This book of quotes is by far one of the most unique I've ever created because of its innocent and fulfilling intention to bring about more smiles to this world. Before we begin, thank you and congratulations. This book will be your companion to more smiles, laughters, and joy. Thanks again. Xavier K. for now. How to get the most out of this book. This book's been created to work in several ways. 1. Listen to one quote a day for 365 days. It'll remind you each day of your beautiful smile. 2. To listen to this book from cover to cover, just like any other book, to get a glimpse of all the inspiring and funny quotes. Do this if you're really having a bad day. 3. For the quotes you really love and have meaning, write them down on a post-it or anywhere that'll remind you to smile whenever things aren't going as smooth as you like. And 4. Create a journal and write down what each quote means to you on a particular day. And this book will become your own personal book on inspirational quotes that'll mean a lot to you. I strongly recommend sharing any quotes that make you smile, laugh, or tickle on social media. Share the joy and share the laughter. Note, the quotes in this book are collected from many different sources and time periods. Every reasonable attempt has been made to correctly attribute each quote to the original author, but in some cases, that was impossible. In these cases, we've used our own judgment to determine who really said the quote first. With that, enjoy the book, and remember that life is always happening for you and never to you. It's only a matter of perspective. Day 1. A bank is a place that will lend you money. If you can prove, you don't need it. Bob Hope. Day 2. I'm an old man and have known a great many troubles, but most of them never happened. Mark Twain. Day 3. I find television very educating. Every time someone turns on the set, I go into the other room and read a book. Groucho Marx. Day 4. The average dog is a nicer person than the average person. Andy Rooney. Day 5. Always in the name of your child with a vowel, so that when you yell, the name will carry. Bill Cosby. Day 6. What the world really needs is more love and less paperwork. Pearl Bailey. Day 7. Before you judge a man, walk a mile in his shoes. After that, who cares? He's a mile away, and you've got his shoes. Billy Connolly. Day 8. When you have bacon in your mouth, it doesn't matter who's president. Louis C.K. Day 9. Everyone has a purpose in life. Perhaps yours is watching television. David Letterman. Day 10. Friendship is like peeing on yourself. Everyone can see it, but only you get the warm feeling that it brings. Robert Bloch. Day 11. I couldn't repair your brakes, so I made your horn louder. Stephen Wright. Day 12. The human brain is a wonderful thing. It starts working the moment you're born, and it never stops until you stand up to speak in public. George Jessel. Day 13. No man has a good enough memory to be a successful liar. Abraham Lincoln. Day 14. The duty of a patriot is to protect his country from its government. Edward Abbey. Day 15. They finally come up with the perfect office computer. If it makes a mistake, it blames another computer. Milton Berle. Day 16. I knew I was an unwanted baby when I saw that my bath toys were a toaster and a radio. Joan Rivers.